Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. After a trip to the notoriously polluted Beijing from Switzerland, Aris CEO Pierre B and COO Konstantin Overlak discovered a need for powerful in-home air purifiers. They spent 3 years researching and studying solutions during their time at MIT and ETH Zurich. Together with the award-winning industrial designer Etienne Bougeot, they re-engineered filter materials and iterated hundreds of designs to bring a machine with the cleanest and most powerful airflow to the market. And Pierre, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Hi, nice to have you interview me today.
Yeah, it certainly is, and really looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, why is Aris a must-have product for consumers in the U.S., especially today?
Well, a lot of people don't know, but indoor pollution anywhere in the world can be really terrible. There are studies saying that indoor air pollution is 5 times worse than outdoor air pollution. So even if you're in the U.S. and you don't have bad outside air quality, there might be elevated pollution levels in your home. Now, this is one part. And on the other side, there are more and more events occurring over the last, I would say, months and years that contribute to raising awareness in the U.S. Regarding air quality. And I would say one of the most prominent and I would say frightening events were the world wildfires in California.
Yeah, for sure on that, and a good point made right there as well. Now, how does Aris leverage the latest technology to give the company a competitive edge?
So we have on one side AI capabilities, proprietary sensor technology that can track your indoor and outdoor air quality over time. So it gives you feedback hourly, daily, but also monthly. And finally, we have control features, obviously, to control the device from anywhere in the world. But what's really special is that our device can learn how your air quality behaves over time, and it can adapt its schedule to the patterns that it's seeing. So it will know when you usually come back, when you're cooking, or when you're even opening windows. Another part is our filter technology. So we've basically reinvented the material, and we've looked into an existing material called HEPA, which we've re-engineered. And basically what we made sure was that nothing was getting through that filter in terms of pollutants. So if you're taking today a particle counter, which can measure how much fine particulate matter is flying in your air, and you would put the sensor behind our filter, you could see that literally there's a zero count on that sensor. Now, on the other hand, we had this impenetrable filter that would still let air through, but we wanted to improve that filter to cover as much area as possible. And that's only possible if you have a high airflow. So we've engineered this high-quality filter to have a very, very high airflow, even though it's capturing all these particles. And then finally, what we've also developed is an antimicrobial technology, which was developed here in Switzerland. It basically is based on a coating that can attack the cellular membrane of microbes and also disables their ability to replicate without creating any byproducts. There's a lot of technology out there that claims that they can break down microbes or microorganisms, but they create a lot of byproducts. And we wanted to make sure that we have a technology that does the same thing just without any byproducts. That's pretty much like the three main inventions and new technology that we brought to the air purifier, which has been a bit of a sleeping industry over the last couple of years.
Well, hats off to you and congratulations on making it happen and bringing this to market today. We're speaking with Mr. Pierre B., the CEO of Aeris, that provides a product with the cleanest and most powerful airflow to market, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Pierre, the company recently, I understand, announced a partnership with QVC, and that's quite impressive, signaling the company's expansion into the U.S. Why did you choose QVC specifically?
So QVC has an amazing outreach in the U.S., and its brand also is very well known to anybody in the U.S. Actually, we in Switzerland, when people mention QVC, we immediately are also able to connect QVC with some of the images we have of America. So that's one reason why. And on the other hand, I would say QVC is always one of the main channels that is introducing new technology, and that's what we want to associate ourselves with, because we're bringing new technology into an air purifier, again, that has stalled in terms of development in this industry for the last years.
Certainly exciting times for you and the company as you expand into the U.S. Can't think of a better company to get things underway in those regards, choosing and partnering with QVC. Good stuff. As we conclude, what else can we look forward to this year from Aeris? Anything we should be aware of?
Yes, so we are successfully signing further deals with retailers. So we're bringing our product into more retail stores online as well as offline. And when we're talking of retailers, these are the likes of QVC. Then on the other hand, we are developing new products. So we're also planning to enter the whole house purification space. This is slated for towards end of this year. And finally, we're also progressing well on growing our business worldwide. So that means not only the U.S., but also Asia, where we've started in terms of sales and marketing, is growing strongly. We're currently in over six different countries in Asia, and we've got a lot of requests for further countries. So we've been growing nationally in the U.S. as well as international.
And that right there as well is certainly impressive. And again, congratulations on all the success that you have experienced so far. We wish you years of tremendous success in all regards. As we conclude, love to pick your mind a little bit here. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs and those folks out there that may have a business idea who do not know what to do next? What would your advice be in those regards?
That's a very well placed question. I think what helped me at the very beginning was the experience that we made. So I started a company based on, you know, a very, very, very strong experience that I made when I traveled to Beijing. And I think any entrepreneur out there should, the easiest way to start something is to look back to an experience that he or she made where he experienced something in a very negative way, or something that he or she thinks they can improve, and based on that start off, because experiencing something yourself is one of the most pushing motivations at the beginning to start off.
Well, Pierre, thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on Aeris and how they could be in contact as needed. Where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. So the easiest way to find Aeris is going on our webpage, aerishealth.com, where you can directly chat with our team and also get more information just by browsing through our webpage. And we're planning to set up more and more retailers. So you'll find most likely find our products in your retailers near to your city.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, listeners, it is ErisHealth.com. Pierre, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric.
It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Pierre B., the CEO of Eris, that provides a product with the cleanest and most powerful airflow to market. And for further details, visit erishealth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.